me go over some of the other concerns that, you know, that are just being, ignored, I guess. Ignored by this administration, ignored because the media doesn't talk about it. Iran, 12 to 18 months away from having nuclear-grade enriched uranium. That's right. Iran is 12 to 18 months away from having the ability to create a nuclear weapon. How's that going to go, do you think? That comes from Mike McCall, Texas congressman. He said, I can't get into classified, but the regime strategy is to bring Russia in to the negotiations to delay as long as they can so they can get their nuclear-grade uranium in place. At the same time, three members of the team negotiating from the United States for the elimination of Iran's nuclear weapons have quit. They just quit. They walked away because diplomacy is getting too desperate on the side of the Biden administration. Another failure of Antony Blinken and this administration. Trying to give too much to Iran. Why is it that the Democrats always want to give stuff? Take stuff from you and give it to other people. Take stuff from you and give it to other people. It's their solution for everything. Now they want to give stuff not just to illegal aliens coming across the border. They want to give stuff to Iran. Oh, please, 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 please. As if that'll ever work. You know, there's a reason that Joe Biden's numbers collapse. Remember how he promised to deliver 500 million COVID tests at the beginning of January? Yeah, that's still not happening. And we're at the end of January. And it's still not clear if the contracts have even been signed, except for one Chinese company that we're apparently paying, even though the tests that come from that company come from China, are considered by everybody to be substandard. So, Jen Psaki, what about it? What's going on? Tell us.
Is there any updates on the federal website for testing that you can give us on how many tests went out or how many were requested?
Sure. I certainly understand the question. There has been a great deal of interest. I don't have an exact number. I know that's something we will be putting out. Let me check on the status of that. I know I've got to wrap this up, so let me just quickly try to get to as many as I can.
I also wanted to ask about the testing. Do you know at this point how many of the tests that you've already ordered have come in yet? I don't mean going out to the American people, but are in your stockpile. And also when you'll be signing contracts for the other...
For the additional $500 million? Yes. Let me check on both of those questions for you.
Obviously, let's be honest here. She knows she's getting that question every day, right? Let me check on it for you. As if she didn't know the question was coming. The answer is they don't have an answer. The answer is they're not prepared. They're not ready for prime time. That's it. It's not like she doesn't know the questions that are coming. Jen Psaki's not an imbecile. She's in the tank for the Democrats. She could debate the wisdom of that, but she's not an imbecile. She knows the questions that are coming every day. They have a staff. That's their job. It's what they do. It might be the one place that they actually know what's going on in the White House, and she has no answer. That's the bottom line, because they haven't signed a contract. They haven't gotten it done. They made another promise that was empty and went nowhere, and this is why the rejection of the Democrat Party is happening across America right now, even in dark blue places. Even dyed-in-the-wool Democrats have been Democrats their entire lives are saying, what the hell is going on? Meanwhile, Paul Krugman, he's among those 17 Nobel laureates that Joe Biden and Jen Psaki, they're like to brag about when it comes to their Build Back Better idea. He's also the guy that said if Donald Trump was elected, the economy would crash in America and never recover. Paul Krugman, he's 5'4" of pure economic knowledge. But this guy doesn't sound like he has one clue about the economy or what to expect. And he is a Nobel laureate that they rely on at the White House. Maybe this explains something. Listen to this.
You know, who knew that the global logistics was as fragile as it has turned out to be? And those will eventually go away, but not as quickly as, you know, not nearly as quickly as we thought or hoped. And then there's the labor market, the great resignation. Employment is still well below the pre-pandemic trend, but everything else about the labor market says it's very tight. So it appears that the economy has less capacity than we thought. And so that's why we're in a situation where inflation, you know, has not faded away quickly. I think it is important to say that if we look at both consumer and market expectations, everybody is expecting a lot of inflation this coming year. But 5-year inflation expectations, again, both consumer and market, are not up all that much.
Not up all that much, but he just said 5 years of inflation. And Paul Krugman, oblivious to the facts, steps right around the fact that we have or 8 million less people working today than we did January 1, 2020. This guy is a Nobel laureate? Wow. Talk about great inflation. And the ongoing effort to unite America, it continues. In fact, Kamala Harris went out, and I bring her to you again because I want you to know that she is just one feeble heartbeat away. One heartbeat away of a 79-year-old man in who knows what kind of health. One feeble heartbeat away is Kamala Harris from being president of the United States, and she lifts off the people. She has a list of the people that are most important to Democrats, like her, like Joe Biden, the people that are most important here. You'd think the answer would be Americans, but you would be wrong. Listen.
We are focused on the most vulnerable. And based on my experience, the most vulnerable are women and girls, racial and ethnic minorities, LGBTQI plus people, indigenous people, people with disabilities, migrants, and children in the foster care system. When we identify who is most vulnerable, we can tailor our tactics and improve our strategy.
Wouldn't you just love to see Winsome Sears and Kamala Harris have a debate? Wouldn't that be something? All right, so it's zero where I am today, zero. And I've got something I want you to check out, WellConnectGeo.com. WellConnectGeo, that's G-E-O.com. The reason being is it is a brilliant, patented hybrid system for geothermal. It attaches to your existing furnace. It's not tear out your furnace. It attaches. It's a hybrid system that helps you cool your house for, some say, $50 for the entire summer, and heat your house for a fraction of the cost, some people saving as much as 70%. If you're handy, you can install it yourself. If not, call the local HVAC folks. They can do it. By the way, they're looking for HVAC companies all over the country. WellConnectGeo. Check this out. I'll be right back.